and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And we're talking about how to follow Christ this month on our show. And if you're like me, then you've kind of struggled knowing how to keep this promise that we make with God, that we will always remember Him. How do you do that? I mean, when I was younger, I thought that it meant that I had to think about Jesus all the time, or only listen to church music or read church books. But as I've grown older, I've learned that it can mean many different things. And Elder Garrett W. Gong in the LDS leadership group, The Quorum of the 70, shared a wonderful talk about this during the April 2016 General LDS Conference, where he offered six different ways that we can remember the Savior both during church and in our everyday lives. So tip number one of how to remember the Savior is to have confidence in His covenants, promises, and assurances to us. So that, to me, that means trusting Him and believing that what He's told us and allowed us to feel is actually true and will actually come to pass. And I think one of my favorite scriptures in the Book of Mormon is in Enos, chapter 1, verse 6, and it says, "And I, Enos, knew that God could not lie." So if the Lord has revealed something to you, or has promised something to you, or has covenanted with you, really have confidence that those things are true and real and will happen eventually. Tip number two to remembering the Savior is to gratefully acknowledge His hand throughout our lives. So remembering in prayer to give thanks for the blessings and the answers and the guidance that we've received from Him. And that can happen every day and throughout the week, and especially when we're worshiping at church, to kind of, I love reflecting on my week and thinking of all the different ways that God has been made apparent to me throughout that week and all the different ways that He's helped me and my family. And then tip number three is to trust that we can be forgiven and made clean through the atonement. So if we've gone through the repentance process, as we all do, we can't dwell on our past sins and mistakes or allow ourselves to entertain negative or guilt-ridden thoughts about these things, because that isn't allowing the Lord to heal us. When we come and we go through all the steps of repentance and we've confessed our sins and we've apologized to God in prayer, we need to let that process work. We need to trust that it does work and allow God to step in and heal our hearts. Tip number four is to remember that He is always welcoming us home. And I love that imagery that evokes in my mind of God at this door, flinging it wide open and beckoning you to come to Him, and that He's welcoming you back into the fold. No matter who you are, where you've been, or what you've done, the door to repentance and change is always available and open to us. And that's just one of my favorite things to think about. And then tip number five is to really, when you're at church, really think about the symbols of the sacrament, His body and His blood. And a great way to do that, to keep your mind kind of focused during that time, I like to read scriptures or hymn lyrics during the sacrament that pertain to the atonement, the sacrifice of God, and to the Last Supper in particular. And then tip six finally says, remember Him as He remembers us. And I kind of had to think about that for a little bit to figure out what that means. But the conclusion I've come to is that because we are at the forefront of the Lord's priorities all the time, He's always thinking of how to help us and bless us and guide us, we need to make sure that we are thinking of Him before we make certain decisions or before we say certain things. We need to think of His sacrifices and think about what He would have us do before we go forward and do certain things in our lives. So you can read all of Elder Gong's talk. It's called Always Remember Him on LDS.org, and it's available in several different languages as well. And we're going to close today, our episode today, with a quote from the Old Testament in Isaiah chapter 49, verses 15 through 16. I love this. It says, "Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands." It's literally impossible for God to forget us, because He has done so much for us, and He has these permanent scars on His body that always remind him of who we are and what we mean to him. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.